Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A dramatic turn of events in Tamil Nadu has sent shockwaves through the nation's political landscape as the state teeters on the brink of a constitutional crisis. But why does this matter, and what are the implications for India's polity? Let us dive into the details. First, the Joint Commanders Conference, themed Military Capability in New Domains, concluded at the Southwestern Command Headquarters in Jaipur. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and CDS General Anil Chauhan presided alongside the Army, Navy, and Air Force chiefs. What makes this significant is that new operational doctrines were released for cyber warfare, space warfare, cognitive warfare, and AI-enabled autonomous systems. Note this carefully, these new doctrines mark a significant shift in India's military strategy and will have far-reaching implications for the country's defense preparedness. Building on this, the conference also accelerated the Atmanirbharta roadmap with a focus on faster absorption of IDEX products into frontline units and expansion of civil-military fusion for defense innovation. Crucially, the success of Operation Sindoor was hailed as a defining benchmark of modern warfare, and its first anniversary was marked with a strong and unambiguous message from the Ministry of External Affairs. The MIA reiterated that the Indus Waters Treaty remains in abeyance until Pakistan takes credible and irreversible steps to end its support for cross-border terrorism. Now, let us turn to the historical context of Operation Sindoor. Launched in 2025, specifically on 7 May 2025, the operation targeted terror infrastructure in Bahawalpur, Muridke, Muzaffarabad, Kotli, Bhimber, and Sialkot. Former DGMO Lieutenant General Rajiv Ghai revealed that Pakistan had requested India to stop operations during Operation Sindoor, describing the mission as not a one-time response but the beginning of a continuing campaign against terrorism. Remember this number, 7 May 2025, is a date that will be etched in India's military history. Moving on to the Tamil Nadu constitutional crisis, the state is in a full-blown crisis after Governor Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar refused to invite Thalpathy Vijay, the leader of the Tamilga Vetri Kazhagam, to form the government. What does this mean for India's polity? The assembly elections were held earlier, on 4 May 2026, with TVK winning 108 of 234 seats and emerging as the single largest party, ending the 59-year duopoly of DMK and AIADMK. The governor is demanding written proof that Vijay commands 118 MLAs, the majority mark, before any swearing in. But why does this matter? The constitutional issue at stake is whether the governor has the power to demand majority proof before inviting the single largest party to form the government. Now, let us look at the Supreme Court's expansion. The Union Cabinet, in its meeting held earlier this month, on 5 May 2026, approved the Supreme Court Number of Judges Amendment Bill 2026, raising the sanctioned judge strength from 34 to 38. This is the largest expansion in the court's history and the first since 2019. Note this carefully, the total case pendency in the Supreme Court stood at 92,823 cases as of 30 April 2026. The bill will be introduced in the next parliament session. And here is something that surprises many students. The Supreme Court also heard arguments on 8 May in a case challenging the constitutionality of the Chief Election Commissioners and other election commissioners, appointment, conditions of service and term of office, Act, 2023. What does this mean for India's electoral process? The court's ruling on the anti-defection law, specifically the 10th schedule, has significant implications for party mergers and the stability of governments. The court clarified that a two-thirds threshold among legislators verifies a merger already approved by the parent political party, but does not by itself create one. Now, let us turn to the environment and ecology. New scientific research published in May 2026 warns that the Atlantic Meridional Overturning Circulation, or AMOC, could weaken by up to 59% by 2100, far more severely than previous estimates of 15%. What makes this significant is that AMOC drives global heat redistribution, and a weakened AMOC could disrupt the Indian summer monsoon, causing shorter wet seasons, longer dry spells, and more erratic rainfall patterns. Note this carefully: India's agriculture, groundwater recharge, hydropower, and drinking water systems are deeply monsoon dependent. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CE20 engine is not relevant here, but the AMOC's function is, it redistributes heat globally via thermohaline circulation, where warm surface water moves north, cools, sinks, and returns south as cold deep water. The IMD's 2026 monsoon forecast already projects below normal rainfall at 90-95% of the long period average. The Joint Commanders Conference was held at the Southwestern Command Headquarters in Jaipur from May 7 to 8, 2026, with the theme Military Capability in New Domains. The new doctrines released include cyber warfare, space warfare, cognitive warfare, and AI-enabled autonomous systems. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Remember that current events are not just about memorizing facts, but also about understanding the underlying dynamics and implications. The Tamil Nadu constitutional crisis, the Supreme Court's expansion, and the AMOC's weakening all have significant implications for India's polity, economy, and environment. In conclusion, the dramatic turn of events in Tamil Nadu, the new warfare doctrines, and the AMOC's weakening all underscore the complexities and challenges that India faces in the 21st century. As we move forward, it is essential to stay informed, analyze the implications, and prepare for the challenges that lie ahead.